We are back one final time here on the April 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Zach Nelson along with Mike Moore. Mike, it always surprises me how we can get through this hour, and it's been a fascinating hour. Hopefully, we've been able to shed some light. You know, when you have that many people affected by something like this vandalism case, you know, hopefully some people are getting an idea of what's going to happen moving forward. And of course, like you said, Monday you're going to have that meeting for the victims. But
you know what would be good for a new show or a show coming up is maybe we could get somebody that is a big proponent of this bill, like Jim Seward or something, to come on the show. Him and I can.
And rattle it out.
Just so you're not, and I just want to be fair to the public, because I obviously have a opinion of it that I'm concerned about some things, and to hear what their response are and how they think it's actually going to work, I think would be interesting for me to hear and for the public to hear, because I don't want anybody to leave here and say, well, you know, what Mike says is absolutely going to happen and it's the end of the world, the sky's falling, because that's not my intent at all.
Sure.
It's just, I'm just trying to be factual and say, look, here's the case. And I think it would be good to have them in here and say, hey, here's the case. What can be done with this case?
Right.
And really, are we limited to not sending the Department of Corrections to 4 months probation, that the restitution amount doesn't matter, and that as soon as they're done with their probation, that's gone? You know, I would like the answer to those questions, too, and maybe we can get someone to come answer them.
We are getting close to wrapping up the month of April, but, Mike, there are two significant items that April represents in a law enforcement sense.
Yeah, Child Abuse Awareness Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I think very difficult crimes, not only for us to in law enforcement to respond to, but for the impact that they have on victims and individuals and families, and the long-lasting impact that they have. We just saw a sentencing earlier this week where it was kind of child abuse and sexual assault, and the devastation that it did to that family. You saw my victim witness coordinator, how that affects her, but that's, and she's an outside party trying to help, but you know the impact that has on that family is just unbelievable, and I'm glad that we have a month that we can recognize them. We had a walk last weekend to support the victims. And to recognize sexual assault, how important it is, and to make sure that we're responding to it correctly and hopefully prevent it, and the same with child abuse. And those are probably two of the worst, if not the most worst, crimes that we deal with in society and in a prosecutor's office and respond to.
And as you just mentioned, they do sort of tie in, although it has its own month. Really, it eventually all comes down to, unless you have a situation where it's a complete stranger, domestic abuse kind of winds in there too with all this.
Right, and that's October, but you're right. That's an absolutely contributing factor, and you see it. You see a lot of that in sexual assault and child abuse. You see that roll over into that. It starts as domestic violence and then escalates to the sexual assault and the child abuse. And it's really difficult to talk about. It's difficult to respond to. And I'm glad we do have a month where we put it in the forefront, and hopefully everybody thinks about it and recognizes it and helps us up and reports it and comes forward if something like that happens, and we can respond and hold those people accountable.
We want to thank you for joining us here on the Mike Moore Show here this month on
Dakota Country.
Well, K-O-K-K, you could have just said KOKK there. That would have been fine.
That would have been all right.
Yeah, that would have been just fine.
Well,
whenever
you,
I cue you,
change
just,
up
just
your
say
thing.
KOKK.
All right.
Well, you got to have a little variety.
KOKK.
Well, it's too late now. We've gone past it. Coming up here now, are we planning on doing the drug court show with Judge Means next month? Is that a for sure thing?
We're going to try to do that next month with Judge Means.
We're going to do that.
And we're
going to
get that. I'll get that arranged. I'll do your job for you. I'll get Judge Means on the horn, and we'll.
Hey, I do all the technical stuff. You do all the lining up of guests.
We'll get her.
You're
here.
Like the executive producer, and I'm the producer.
Yeah, and I think it'll be timely because that court's going to start July. So if we get her on at the end of May. I think that people will kind of get a lot of information on what's going on and what's going to happen in the drug court. I'm excited that we get it to give it a shot. I think it's a good thing. So we'll get her on here, and we'll talk about, at least have a segment or two on the drug court.
And, of course, if you have a show idea for us, we'd love to hear it. If you have a comment about something we've said today, especially in relation to the vandalism and the juvenile justice law and the things that Mike have said, we want to hear you. That's why we're here. We want to incorporate you into the program. That's why we come here and do this every month. So you've been listening to the Mike Moore Show. I probably should have said this a few more times. Big thanks to the Montgomery Agency of Huron for sponsoring the Mike Moore Show. They can take care of your real estate needs. Call 352-3332 or toll-free 800-894-3346. The Montgomery Agency of Huron helping us to bring you the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK. Yeah, thank you, Montgomery Agency, for helping us out the last couple months. That's important. And can we mention the victim thing on Monday?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Again, Monday night, we're going to have the all the victims. If you were involved in the vandalism, where you were a victim of that, you had a window shot out or had some damage as a result of the BB guns, please come to the courthouse 5:30 on Monday night, April 27th. We'll have some forms there for you to fill out. We'll have an informational meeting. I'll be there to answer questions, any and all questions I can answer. So it would be very helpful for us to get all this together and move forward as quickly as you can if you show up and come ready to answer questions and fill out some forms for us.
All right. Sounds good. Again, you've been listening to the April 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Have a great Saturday.